Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Chav Gimel. We are up to Sivav, the second to last line on page 278. The Mechaber says in Sivav, Adover She'enu Chashuv Kolkach, on something that's not so important, it's not so chashuv, Kigon Choluk, like an undershirt, O Min Olim, or shoes, Ve'an Pilos, and slippers, Pirish, Min olim ketanim shechofen rov haregel. They're slippers, they're small shoes that cover most of the foot. In all these cases, says the Shulchan Aruch, ein levarach aleihem, you do not make a bracha of shechianu on them. V'im hu oni v'sameach b'hem. However, if he's a poor person and he is happy with these new things that are not chashiv yivarach, then he would make a bracha of shechianu. The Ramah says, v'yesh omrim da'afilu oni einu mevarach al-cholok u'min olim v'kadome v'cheinu hagim. There are those who say that even an ani will not make a bracha on an undershirt, on shoes, on these things that are not chashev, and Dr. Ramah, that is the minhag. Then the Ramah says, ha-minhag lomer l'misha lovesh beged chadash. The minhag is to say to someone who is wearing a new garment, tevala v'tischadesh, that you should wear it out, that you get worn out, and you should get more, you should get a new one. V'yesh mi shekasav she'ein lomar kein al min olim o begodim hanasim me'oro shel behema. And there are those who write that you should not say this when someone gets new shoes or a new garment that's made out of leather from an animal. D'im kein ha'yutzrichin lohamis behema acheres trila she'echader shemena beged acher. Because if it's made out of an animal, another animal would have to be killed to get the person this new garment or these new shoes. Uksiv v'rachamov al kol ma'isav. And the Pasuk says that Hashem has rachmanos on all His creations, and therefore it's inappropriate to give this bracha of tevala v'tischadesh when it would involve killing another animal. V'inei hatam cholosh me'od. And behold, this reason is weak, ve'eino nira, and it doesn't appear correct. Mikomokom rabim makpidim al zeh shelo l'omro. Still, many are makpid on this not to say tevala v'tischadesh on a garment that's made from an animal. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Chavez, Kigon Chaluk. Again, the Mechaber said, you do not make a Shechianu on something that is not Choshev. Who adin Sha'ar Kalim Shainam Chashuvim? The Mechaber gives but a few examples, but says the Mishabura, who adin other Kalim that are not Choshev? Ve'ein Derech Lesmoach Behem, you would not make a bracha of Shechianu. If you look at note number 40, he points out the one who buys a new pair of tzitzis, a talis katan, Rav Moshe writes, Sha'af she mistimas loshna shulchan aruch el mashma mashumavarach ala shachyanu. Even though the mashmos of the mechaber way back in Simon Chav Beis is that you would make a shachyanu on a new talis katan, mikomakom ein levarach el orak mi shehi chashuva lo. Says Rav Moshe, still, one should not make a shachyanu on a talis katan unless it is chashiv for him. But for stam people, this is not considered a beged choshev. And so too writes the Shon Halacha, Shebizmanenu nira she'ein kolkach simcha b'talas koten ve'ein levarach. That one should not make a shechyonu on a new pair of tzitzis because it is not choshev. Ve'av she'machmas ha'mitzvah hi chashuvelo. And even though because of the mitzvah of tzitzis is choshev to the person, Lo nirish yevarich. It appears that you should still not make a shechianu. Kevon she'etzem ha-beged einu choshev. Lo, the brachas on the beged. If the beged is not choshev, there's no shechianu. Aval talus gadol vaday she'esh levarach shechianu kevon shu beged choshev. A real talus. So that's the beged choshev. There it would be appropriate to yes make a shechianu. Continues the mishabur sefkaton chav gimel v'yesh omrim da'afilu ani. After the Mechaber said that an ani who is besimcha over these non-choshev items, he would make a shechianu, the Rambam brought a yesh omer that says even an ani will not make a bracha on these items that are not choshev, and that is our minhag not to make it. Says the Mishabura Svira Lahu, these shitos hold. The dafka beget semer vekadoma, dafka a wool garment or something similar, dover sheyesh bahem chashivus ktsas, something that has at least some chashivus, dami ludover habam mizman lizman, that's like something that comes from time to time. The stam bnei odom mizchachim lehem leprokim watim, because a stam person gets a chashiv item every once in a while. Veshayach alzeh sheachyanu, and therefore it shatim beka sheachyanu. Mashenken elu, which is not the case, and these items that are not choshev, shirigilim tomid lehischadish lestab in the adam. Most people are getting them often. The ain shayach hazel levarach shachyanu lazman hazeh. Therefore, it wouldn't be shat to make the bracha that Hashem kept us alive for this man. That's not really bum bizman lazman. It comes very often. Sivkaton chavdalad b'chein uhagim, and so is so too is our minug. Ayin b'magen Avraham u'bir hagro sharadvaz machriya la'ani levarich. The Magen Avraham brings down, and the Gro brings down the shita of the Radvaz, who decided that an ani should make the bracha like the Mechaber says. Va'ayin b'primigadim u'bederach achayim shapasko de lamaisa yesh linhog. They paskin that lamaisa one should be knowing that afil ani lo yivarech al kelim she'enim chashuvim ke'ilu. That, like the Ramah, that an ani should not make a bracha of shachyanu on garments that are not chashuv. Sifkaton chavhei, on the discussion of tevalu uteschadish, that the Ramah said that you should not say to your friend upon the purchase of a new garment or shoes made from an animal, afilu tmeya, even if it's made from a non-kosher animal. Vafilu humi min acher, even if the garment is made from a different material, raksha tofur tachtov me'oros behema, and it's just sewn on the inner side, on the bottom side, from skins of an animal, even then it would be inappropriate to say tevalu v'tischadish. Now if you look at note 41, he points out, the Ramah only discussed saying this bracha of tevalu v'tischadish, but he didn't say anything about making a shechionu on a garment that's made from an animal. So note 41 writes, "Ulinyanim mevarachim shechionu al begodim hasuyim me'or." What about making shechionu on a garment that's made out of leather? So the Kav HaChaim writes, "B'shein the prim begodim and the stechemid." Sha'af shekosav haramos she'ein la'achel tevalu v'tischadish zeu kadei shul yitzdarchu laharugo behema. That's only lagabe saying you should get a new one, which would require killing another animal. Ma she'ein kein birucha shechionu mevarachim, but a bracha shechionu, you would say. And then he writes, "V'chein hora hagon rav yashiv." That one should make a shechionu if he has a chashuv, expensive pair of shoes that's made out of leather. Rav Yashiv says there would be a shechionu. Shlomo Zalman says shenohagim shelavarech al nalayim afilu shein chashuv. Shlomo Zalman argues and says the minhag is not to make a shechionu on shoes, even if they are chashuv shoes. That concludes Siman Reish Chav Gimel. And now we're going to begin Simen Reish Chav Dalet, Dine Brachos Pratios Halachos, of some specific brachos. Sif Aleph Haroem Markulis, one who sees the Avodah Zarah of Markulis, Oshar Avodos Kochavim, or any other Avodos Kochavim, Omer, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shenosan Erech Apayim Leover Ritzono. Obviously, anyone worshiping Avodah Zarah is going against the Ratzon of Hashem. The fact that Hashem keeps them around, we make a bracha that Hashem is slow to anger for the Ovri Ritzono. Vin roa osa b'sol shloshim yom eino chozim avarach. But if you see it again, that Avodah Zarah, within 30 days, you would not go back and make another bracha. And the Ramah says, v'ha'idna ein b'varachin zos ha'bracha. Nowadays, we don't say this bracha at all. Sherei onu mugudolim v'neihem, because we have grown up amongst the Avodah Zarah. V'roim osa tamid, we see it all the time. And therefore, we do not make this bracha at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, Markulis, he avodas gilulim she'ovdim osa al yedei ze shezorkin lo avonim. The Avodah Zarah of Markulis is really two rocks next to each other with a little space in between them, a third rock on top, in the middle on top of both rocks. So it's a little pile of rocks. That is the Avodah Zarah of Markulis. And the way you worship it is that you throw rocks at it, you throw stones. Ushmo ha'atzma kilus. The real name of this Avodah Zarah is Kilus. Umipnei she'osur lahaskir avodas gilulim b'shma. And because it is osur to mention an Avodah Zarah by its real name, lakach kinu osa b'shem Kulus. Therefore, instead of calling it Kilus, they call it Kulus. They don't want to say the name. Umar, so what's Mar Kulus? Umar hu chilut b'loshan arami. In Aramaic, Mar means the opposite. Upeirusho hu chilut Kilus. That we want the opposite of Kilus. Now the question is, how did I just read this Mishnah Berurah that says what the real name of Avodah Zarah is? In explaining why we call it Markulis, is because we don't want to say the real name. But in discussing it, we just said the real name. So there's a couple of ways out of that. Number one, we could say that it's Derech Limud, like we're doing right now, we're learning, therefore you are allowed to say the real name. Others say that Lamaisa, if this Avodah Zarah is no longer in existence in the world, you're allowed to say it. So there are different etayim of why we would be allowed to say it. But Lamaisa, the reason why we refer to the Avodah Zarah as Markulis is Kulis is changing around the real name slightly from being a Lashon of Shvach to a Lashon of Gnai, like Lagva Keles. And Mar says the opposite. So we're doing like the opposite of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore we call it Markulis. Sivkotan Beis O Shara Avodas Gululim, or a person sees another Avodah Zarah, Afilu Beis Avodas Gululim. Even if a person just sees a house of worship of idols, that is the Shita of Beis Yosef. Ubach Pirish Dafka Gesherot Osa Begilui. The Bach argues and says you only make this bracha when you see the Avodah Zarah in the open. You don't say it only on the Beis Avodas Gululim. The Ramot told us that nowadays we don't make this bracha because we have grown up amongst these Avodah Zarahs and we see them all the time. Sharei Onu Rowan Osa Tamid, we see all the time. Vikasu Hachronim says in Mishabur the Achronim, right, Afilu Holech Li'ir Acheres, even if you go to a different city. Vira Sham Avodas Gilulim, and you see there an Avodah Zarah Einam Avarech, you don't make a bracha on it either. Kevan Devra is Minzet Toshlo Shemiro, since you saw this same type of Avodah Zarah in your own city within 30 days, you would not make a new bracha, even though you're seeing it now in another city. The Efshar Oda could be further, that Afilu Katan Shehigdil Ein Tzarech Levarach, even a Katan, who now becomes the Gadol, will not make a bracha when he sees this Avodah Zarah, when he's a Gadol, Kevan Shera Oso Bekaduso, since he saw it when he was a Katan. Ubel Yerabba Kosav Od Milsa Chaditi. The Yerabba writes in the Chiddush, the Afilu Im Lo Ra Osa Tol Shloshim, even one who has not seen the Avodah Zarah within 30 days, Kevan Sheyesh Rov HaOlam, since most of the world, Shehu Shochin Benam, that he's living amongst them, Sheroen Osa, they see it. Therefore, even though he has not seen it in 30 days, he will not make a bracha on this Avodah Zarah. Now, if you look at note number 6, so he says, V'chein legabe mi shegar somach layom, so to one who lives next to the ocean, V'lo ra'o shloshim yom, he hasn't seen it for 30 days, V'shomazal mepaskin shelo yavarech. For the same reason, because people around him seeing it all the time, even if he hasn't seen it in 30 days, he still will not make a bracha. On the other hand, Rabbi Yashiv argues, and he says that you should make the bracha, ve'eno dome le'inyanenu. Rabbi Yashiv says it's not similar to our topic over here, shebracha zu hi tfilo shakadosh baruch hu yakor es avodah zarah. Here we're saying a tfilo that Hashem should uproot the avodah zarah, ma she'en kein bebircha shashavach ha'maisa bereshis, but seeing the ocean, that's a bracha of praise on Hashem for his creation of the world. And therefore, we would not apply this chiddush of the Eli Rabba to the case of the ocean. Ule inyan minog anshe Yerushalayim, shelo lekroa al ri'iyas mokom ha-mikdash. Now the minog is that people living in Yerushalayim are not tearing on the mokom ha-mikdash. Afilu mi shelo ro'u shloshim yom. Even if they haven't seen it in 30 days, im hudar b'Yerushalayim, if he lives in Yerushalayim, so bir b'shalash and shuvas divrei yatsiv, she'efshar she'somchu al divrei ha-Eli Rabba kan. It could be they're relying on not saying the bracha upon seeing the destruction of Yerushalayim, rather not tearing Kriya on the destruction of Yerushalayim, they could be relying on this Eli Rabba over here. Shekevan Sheruv Anshe Yerushalayim Rowan Es Mokom HaMikdash Kol Shloshim Yom. Since most of the people that are in Yerushalayim are seeing the place of the Mikdash every 30 days, Lochein Gam Mishalo Roa Potter Melekroa. So therefore, even one who did not see it is also Potter from Tera Kriya. That's exactly the Shita that we just saw in the Eli Rabba. Back to the Mishabura, we're on the left column of page Kuf Mem, line number 5. Kasav HaBach B'Shem Sefer HaEshkol. The Bach writes B'Shem the Sefer HaEshkol. Hishamr L'chol Luros Kandigo Shalkusim. One should be careful not to see the huntings of the Goyim. V'hu Adin Mocholosam, and so to their dances. Oshum Devar Simchosam, or any other item of their Simcha. V'im Tishma Kol Kusim Smeichim. And if you hear them rejoicing, Hey Onach Usitzair Al Khurban Yerushalayim, one should groan and grieve over the destruction of Yerushalayim. V'tispalol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu, you should daven to Hashem that He should rebuild it. V'isa b'Gemara, the Gemara says that Afilu Holich Lekanigos Uletitraos Shal Yisrael, even one who goes to the hunts or the theaters of the Yisraelim, Harezem Moshav Leitzim, that is considered Moshav Leitzim. Says the Mechaber Vaitas of Beis, Haroa Mokum Shenekra Mimenu Avodas Kochavim, one who sees the place where Avodah Zarah was uprooted from, Imhu Be'eretz Yisrael Omer, if the place he saw the Avodah Zarah uprooted from was in Eretz Yisrael, he says the following bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Malkeinu Melech Olam, Sha'okar Avodas Kochavim Mi'artzeinu, that Hashem has uprooted the Avodah Zarah from our land. Vimhu B'chutz La'aretz Omer, and if he sees the Avodah Zarah uprooted from Chutz La'aretz, he says the following bracha, Sha'okar Avodas Kochavim Mi'amokam Hazeh, that Hashem has uprooted the Avodah Zarah from this place. V'omer b'shteyam, and he ends off with both of these brachos, k'shem she'akarta osa me'amokom hazeh. The same way you have uprooted the Avodah Zarah from this place, Kain, Takor, Osa, Mikol, HaMakomo, so too you should uproot the Avodah Zarah from all the places, V'hashev Lev Ovdehem La'ovdecha, and you should return the hearts of those who are serving the Avodah Zarah to serve you, Hashem. The Ramah says, V'nekra Avodos Kochavim Mimokom Echad, if an Avodah Zarah was uprooted from place A, Unesanua b'makom acher and was placed in place B, Mvaruch amokom shenekra, you'll make a bracha on the place where it was uprooted of Sha'akar Avodos Kochavim, like we just mentioned, V'amokom shenesanuha l'sham, and you'll make a bracha on the place where the Avodah Zarah was placed, Shenosan Erech Apayim, which was the bracha that we said in Sabalis. So if Avodah Zarah is moved from place A to place B, you'll make a bracha on place A of uprooting Avodah Zarah, and a bracha on place B about Hashem being slow to anger for those who are worshipping Avodah Zarah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Dalet Imhu Be'eretz Yisrael, Afilu Rak Mimokom Echad, even if I only got uprooted from one place. Now, if you look in the note number 8, he says, Ha'oker Avodah Zarah Be'eretz Yisrael, one who physically goes and uproots an Avodah Zarah in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Kivege writes, B'shein the Marsha, that he should make a bracha of Asher Kedishanu B'mezosa V'tzivanu Lakor Avodas Elilu Me'artzenu. He should make a bracha that we were commanded to uproot Avodah Zarah from our land, Kedbirchas Kol HaMitzvos, like a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hey, V'amokom Shenesanuha, on the place where Avodah Zarah was placed, make a bracha of that Hashem has given Erech Apayim to the Ovrei Ritzono. Hainu im yeish shloshim yom shelo ro'o sav v'kanal, like we said before, this would obviously only be if he hasn't seen this Avodah Zarah in 30 days. Now if you look in note number 9, he points out, U'betam adover shemavurchen ala kirosam emakoma, the reason why you make a bracha on the uprooting from its place, af shelo nekro legamri, it's not being uprooted totally, ela avra l'mokom acher, it's just being moved to a different place, so why making a bracha? So explains the Shalosh and Shuvah's Divrei Yatziv, Shetultul ha'avodah zarah mimokom l'mokom hu bizayon la'avodah zarah u'la'ovdeha. L'maisa, even the moving of the avodah zarah from one place to another, that itself is a disgrace to the avodah zarah and those who serve it, al-kein tzarach l'varach, therefore it is grounds for making a bracha. Says the Mechaber, V'ayitasev Gimel, Haroa Bavel HaRishah, one who sees the evil Bavel, those who destroy our Bais HaMikdash, Omri, says the following bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shehecharev Bavel HaRishah, Hashem who destroyed the wicked Bavel, Ro'a Bais HaShem Nebuchadnezzar, Omri, a person who sees the house of Nebuchadnezzar, the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, that is destroyed, he makes a bracha of Baruch Shehecharev Bais HaShem Nebuchadnezzar HaRashah, he makes a special bracha on the destruction of the house of Nebuchadnezzar HaRashah. Ro gov arayos, if he sees the lions then where Daniel was placed in that time, O Kishan Ha'esh, or the furnace in which Hanana Mishael Vazayah were placed, Omer Baruch Sha'osa Nisim La Tzadikim Makom Hazeh, makes a bracha about the miracles that Hashem did to that Tzadikim in this place, V'ayin L'el Simen Reishud Chesiv Zayim, will be discussed in more detail, the bracha that we make on Nisim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav, O Kishan Ha'esh, this is talking about the dugout area where the fire was burning that Hanan and Mishael v'Azayah were placed into. Says the Mechaber Vaidus of David, Ra Mokom Sheish v'Bavel, one who sees the place in Bavel, Shekol Behema Shatavur Allah, that any animal that passes through this place, Eina Yechola Lozes Misham, he's not able to move from that place, he becomes paralyzed. Im Lo Yitnu Alea Me'afar HaMokomahu, unless they place on the animal dirt from that place, V'hu Simon Klolala, and that is a sign of Klolala in Bavel, V'iksiv V'teisiha B'matate Hashmed, it says you will sweep a broom of destruction, Pirish Machbedos Habayis. It's talking about a broom. You'll sweep with the broom of destruction, referring to Bavel. So one who sees this area, when an animal passes through, he cannot move until you put dirt of that place on the animal, and then the animal is going to proceed to take that dirt away. You say, Baruch Omer V'Osa Baruch Gozer U'Mekayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Zayin, Baruch Omer V'Osa, Hainu B'Shem U'Malchus, is a regular bracha B'Shem U'Malchus, U'B'Gemara HaGirsa Baruch Omer V'Osa Gozer U'Mekayim. And in the Gemara, the Girsa is only one Lashon of Baruch, Baruch Omer V'Osa Gozer U'Mekayim. And that's the idea that Bavel was destroyed and we're getting rid of the dirt. Even from Bavel, we're sweeping it out because you need to put the dirt on the animal in order to allow the animal to move, and then the animal moves and takes away the dirt. Says the Mechaber, Vayitim Sifhei, Aroa Shishim Ribo Mi Yisrael B'Yachad, a person who sees 600,000 Yisraelim together, Omer, he says the following bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Lekeinu Melech Olam, Chacham HaRozim. Chacham HaRozim means Hashem is the knower of secrets. V'imhoyu Heim Ovdei Kochavim U'Mazolos, Omer, if he sees a large group of Ovdei Kochavim U'Mazolos, then he says, Bosha Imchem Ma'od, Chofra Yoladetchem, This is a bracha about the disgrace and the mortification of those who worship Avodah Zarah and how they will be destroyed. Says the Mishaburin in Sivkotan Ches, Chacham HaRozim, one who sees 600,000 Yidin makes a bracha that Hashem is the knower of secrets. What's the pshat? She'ein Daitan Domin Zelazeh, all the people that are there together, they don't have the same mindsets. Ve'ein Partzufeim Domin Zelazeh, they also don't have the same faces, they look different, they think different. V'hu Yodeya Ma'bulev Kol Elu Ha'ochlusin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's in the hearts of all these multitudes of people. So therefore there's a special bracha of Chacham HaRozim. You see so many Yidin there, they all look different, they all think different. Hashem understands what's in everyone's minds. So therefore that warrants a special bracha that Hashem is the knower of secrets. And we will stop here. I continue next time in Ritz Hashem with Siv Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.